Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 16th of March, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. So, in your mind, who do you think is the king of streams? Have you said Netflix? Well, you're kind of right, at least for a little while longer. The reason why that is, well, it looks like Disney's about to overtake them. We all know Netflix has dominated the top for streaming for many years, but because of Disney Plus, they're expected to overtake Netflix and overall subscribers by 2024. So yeah, we're still a few years away, but at the rate they're going, it looks like it could be then or possibly even sooner. Now, Disney Plus already has 100 million subscribers. Not to mention, Disney also owns two other streaming services, US-based. That would, of course, be Hulu and ESPN+. If you combine those services, Disney looks to be surpassing 300 million subscribers in the next few years, well beyond the 200 million subscribers currently to Netflix. Well, it really felt like a Monday yesterday if you were using Microsoft Teams, huh? Those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, yeah, there was a major outage. And those of you that do know what I'm talking about, you kind of just want to forget about yesterday, don't you? Well, if you thought the problems were over, they're not. As of right now, yes, Tuesday for all of you, Microsoft Teams is still having the hiccups. Microsoft says they are attempting to bring the service completely back online, but due to a change in the authentication system, some Microsoft 365 services still remain down. All the lovely little headache started yesterday about 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S., and Microsoft pretty much went on to say that, yeah, it was affecting users worldwide. If it all sounds deja vu to a lot of Microsoft Teams users out there, it should. Same thing happened back in September of last year, right alongside Office 365 and even Outlook. Oh, and speaking of deja vu, yeah, that was Microsoft's excuse last September as well. Configuration changes. Now, digging a little deeper into this, it seems a lot more than just 365 users. We're even getting some reports from gamers out there that are trying to use Microsoft's Xbox prepaid codes, yeah, those are also not working. Though we can't confirm from Microsoft that the two things are actually connected. So those of you that are trying to join your Microsoft Teams today and thinking, oh man, this is still going on, yeah, it's still going on. Sorry. Twitter's got a new feature coming our way, all having to do with security. Yes, they are planning a future update that will allow accounts to enable two-factor authentication, and it will use security keys as the only authentication method. Now, yes, right now you can use a security key to sign into your Twitter account, but you'll need to have another two-factor authentication method. Usually that comes via the authenticator app or SMS codes. And not to mention it could also be intercepted, Twitter feels it might be time to change a few things. And on top of this, you won't have to give Twitter any additional personal information, you know, like your telephone number. Twitter also went out to say they will allow multiple security keys on a single account. As you might know, currently, it only accepts one key per account. As for when all these security features are coming your way, well, Twitter didn't say yet, but we're thinking it shouldn't be too much longer. And finally, speaking of security, those of you on Tinder out there, yes, I'm talking about that dating app. Sometimes it's questionable if it's really a dating app, but we're going to say it's a dating app. Sometimes you want to know if that person you're going to meet up with, you know, maybe you want to know, do you have a criminal record? Are you possibly just psycho? Well, Tinder is soon going to let users do a little background check on a potential date. This, of course, all has to do with their investment in Garbo. That, by the way, is a nonprofit that looks to allow people to run background checks with only their first name and a telephone number. Of course, this will mean Tinder users will be able to vet their dates before they decide to jump in with both feet. Now, Garbo says it collects public records and reports of violence or abuse, including arrests, of course, convictions, even restraining orders. Now, of course, even though Garbo's nonprofit, that doesn't mean it's going to be nonprofit for you. Now, the background checks will cost you a bit, but Tinder says they are working with Garbo to figure out how to price them so they're accessible to most users. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yep, it's still located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN content over there. Of course, find all of our podcasts as well on Apple Podcasts and many other popular podcast platforms. Check out our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And come join our community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday this week. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.